My name is Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we have with us David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Platinum Health Products with us tonight. Are you on the line, Dave?
I am. Thank you, Amy.
Awesome. Welcome. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. I think tonight's a pretty important call. I think people are going to see some tips that could really help them to bring credibility and an aura of success to their involvement with our business. And I think that everybody will hopefully be able to either live or on the replay line so that they could take advantage of some of this information.
Absolutely. Well, let's get started. There's we want to talk about media attention and some of the things that we are doing here at Platinum Health Products to really show you, to give you the tools for so you can show your customers and your potential prospects that this is a real company. This company is for real. They're solid. It's not just us. It's not just Dave and I saying that we're a great company. It may not just be you telling your customer or prospect this is a great company. This is the media. These are third parties, showing interest in what we are doing and giving it validity. And so that's what we want to talk about tonight and different things that you can point to build credibility and validity for kind of our cause and our mission here, which ultimately leads to our product.
Yeah, absolutely. It just is the truth that the more people you reach with your message, then the more people you could help with, you know, with your philosophy. And so the goal of our company is to reach as many people so we could help as many people as is possible. And so it only stands to reason that, you know, using effective media communication is going to be part of our overall business plan. Of course, it starts with the quality products, and it starts with a company of integrity, which I think we've eloquated, you know, numerous times on this line. Now we need to, once we have something that we're really proud of, now we need to let the world know about it. And we actually got, savvy to this early on. We actually have taken advantage and used the media over the years, over the 15-year history of this company. And Amy sort of chronicled a little bit of that, sort of a genealogy, if you will, of different times where media has really given this company a little boost and a little lift, if you would. So, Amy, would you mind doing that little historical review with us?
Yeah, well, I did put together kind of a timeline, and it was kind of nice to go down memory lane. And so as Dave and I talked about it, we thought this might be really interesting for our members to learn about, because most of you did not know Dave in 1992. You probably didn't know that Dave Sandoval existed or know of a company called Green Commute or Organic by Nature. So, you know, like, oh, well, Platinum Health Products, that just came on the scene in 2003, you know. But no, we've been around all the way back from 1992, and Dave's been in the industry even years before that. So just wanted to give you a little bit of timeline, a little bit of history, and to let you know that you're not just dealing with a brand new company. We've been in this, we've been doing this for years and years and years. And one of the first things, all the way back in 1992, if you can believe it, that really put Dave on the map, and I'll let you talk a little bit more about this, is Inc. Magazine. I think everybody knows Inc. Magazine, the financial publication that you see on all the bookstands, all the newsstands, everywhere. There was a small article in Inc. Magazine all the way back in 1992 that quoted Dave Sandoval and that talked about his original product called Green Commute. And that really, really gave a catapult or a boost. It was like a rocket booster, if you will, that really set your company at the time, you know, into motion. So do you want to tell us a little bit more about that, Dave?
Well, I think the important thing is any time you could use a third party's endorsement to build credibility, then that is more important than speaking about yourself. And the more credible the third party is, For example, let's say that you tell somebody, I am the best basketball player in the world, according to some sources, right?
Right.
And you go, oh, really, according to some sources, you're the best basketball player in the world? Well,
what's that source? Is it your mom?
Exactly. My mom and my girlfriend. And
right.
Kind of the best, right? And then, but if somebody else says, you know, according to some sources, I'm the best basketball player in the world, and those sources are Jerry West and Dick Vitale, then maybe now you're going to get some people to listen.
Right.
So the reason I'm saying that is because when Inc. magazine wanted to find out who the leaders in phytochemical science or the future of phytochemistry were going to be, they called none other than the head of the National Cancer Institute. And at the time, Dr. Herb Pearson was a revolutionary. He had convinced the U.S. government to spend $50 million on what was called the Designer Food Project. And this wasn't to genetically modify food or to hybrid or crossbred food. This was to discover what phytochemicals, which is a term that Dr. Herb Pearson coined, by the way, one that we use regularly now. Phyto, meaning from plants, obviously, the Greek word phyto. So a phytochemical is a chemical that occurs in a plant that actually could help the body to heal itself. So he spent $50 million proving to the world that foods were as good as medicine. And he did this with the U.S. government's money. And so the magazine, Inc. magazine, said, hey, if food is as good as medicine, and if there's billions of dollars to be made in medicine, then there must be potentially billions of dollars to be made in foods that heal the way medicine does. So they called Inc. magazine and they said, we want you to give us three examples of companies that are going to lead the way into the future of this new industry called phytochemical science. And so he chose three companies, and it was a full-page article. And one-third of that article was actually dedicated to talking about our fledgling company called the Green Kamut Corporation at the time, named after our first product, Green Kamut, which a lot of you are familiar with, Green Kamut Blend or Organic Kamut Blend. And so, that having been said, a little bit of history, the other two companies that were named predicted that they would be doing hundreds of millions of dollars of business within years, and we humbly said we hope to be doing $3 million a year in business within a few years. We achieved our goals, and the other two companies are now out of business. So I'd have to say that way back in 1992, when, you know, if you were to bet on a horse, that we probably would not have been the top horse in that three-horse race. But because of the quality that Amy and I aspire to and the quality that we insist upon, I think the world has responded to this whole new concept called phytochemistry, and they know that the, you know, Platinum Health Products now is the leader in healing with phytochemical science. And this was predicted way back in 1992. And I think that Amy and I are both proud of the fact that we are, you know, mentioned in perhaps the first ever article that spoke about phytochemistry as an industry. And we were right there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was definitely a feather in the cap back, what is that, over 15 years ago now. And
yeah,
so,
14, yeah.
Yeah, I think we should post that on the website just as kind of a memory kind of thing. It's like that's where we were and here we are now.
Exactly. That would be really nice.
Then a couple years later, like we were still a struggling company, had, you know, high ideals and not a lot of money to implement the ideas. I'm sure everybody can empathize with that, like a young entrepreneurial business. And then another magazine that's very well respected in the natural foods industry called Whole Foods Magazine. It's a trade publication that goes out to health food stores, manufacturers, you know, consultants and things of the like in the health food industry. And they wrote a multi-page article and really highlighting Dave, really highlighting the quality of food, really naming him the king of green foods. And that, again, kind of put us on the map. That took us to the next level. And really, we are so grateful for both of these things because every step of the way, we were struggling at the time. And so these things, these people that really sought us out, that really validated us, you know, it's because of them that we're still here and that we're still able to bring the, you know, quality of food that we do to the public right now. So do you want to talk a little bit about the Whole Foods Magazine, what it said, what it stood for, what it meant to us?
Yeah, it was funny. You know, there was we called it the second green food revolution. I did, anyway. The first green food revolution occurred back in the early 1970s when people first discovered that things like wheatgrass juice and algae, like chlorella and spirulina, they had this counterculture type of popularity.
Kind of like hippie.
You know,
like a hippie thing, exactly. In the back of a van that drove around.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, the legitimacy began to hit as the science began to pour in, that this just wasn't speculation of some, you know, some offshoot, theoretical potential. This was actually solid science that would that helped the body. So in this second green food revolution, Whole Foods magazine was seeking out sort of the a person who had, you know, knowledge of many of the foods. And as you could see by the book, you know, that we've published, the Green Food Bible, all green foods have something important. And so we wrote an article where we emphasized, you know, quality and purity and maintaining the integrity of the plant. Not just, it wasn't just what you ate, it was, you know, how well you preserved it before you ate it, or how well you maintained its integrity. And so it really was a boost, and pretty soon people were coming up to Amy and I at trade shows and saying, oh, you're the company, I've been looking for you. And that's when we knew that we were onto something, that this, you know, dedication to quality and purity and whole food nutrition versus chemically isolated vitamins. And so we realized we really had struck a chord with America, with the world. And so we began to emphasize, you know, that the human body needed whole foods and raw foods and pure foods. And that has been the hallmark of our message for, you know, for 12 years now. And so definitely any time that you could get, you know, the standard bearer, you know, the National Cancer Institute, the leading magazine in the trade that you're seeking to enter to recognize you, then those are good things. And they did really catapult us and move us forward. And the reason Amy and I are emphasizing this is because we believe that you can use some of the media attention that we have gathered and some things that have been written about us and some content, as it is called. The content simply means, you know, information that could be shared with somebody via the media, via print media, or via, you know, audio or video presentations. So these type of presentations, one print media, you know, and then another, one financial magazine and then an industry magazine, really seemed to do the trick to help us get a leg up.
Absolutely. And then people were saying, Dave, you were doing all these trade shows. We were all over the place. It seems like every weekend we were out pounding the pavement, meeting and greeting the public. And you were doing these phenomenal lectures all over the place. And people were saying, we need to capture that. We need to be able to duplicate that. And so he said, okay. And that's when, in 1997, we put together The Healing Miracle of Green Food, original long version, which is like, I think, an hour and a half. And and so I just did a quick calculation that over the 10 years, I think we've sent out over 600,000 copies of The Healing Miracle of Green Foods. It did get a little update in, I think, 2001 or two or something like that. It got shortened and condensed a little bit. But that CD has really, or tape back in 1997, has made a significant impact in the growth of the company and just spreading the message and the you know, the concept all about green foods. And so that was something, if you've been in the kind of health industry, if you've, you know, used to go to those conscious living fairs or whole life expos, I wouldn't have doubted if you would have picked up one of our copies of The Healing Miracle of Green Foods audio tapes, or if one just showed up in your mailbox one day because a friend or someone you know, requested us to send one to you. So that,
well, here's the great part. You know, we've never blindly sent out those tapes.
Every
tape that Amy's talking about was requested. So we didn't just, like, 600,000 weren't just mailed out. Some companies are going, big deal, you know, Dead Doctors Don't Lie was mailed to 5 million people. They didn't request it. You know, we only sent these, and this doesn't count the fact that it's been translated into German and Spanish and into into Japanese and many other languages, and who knows how many copies of the tape were there. And here's the funny thing about this tape is that I went into a studio and just sat down with no notes and talked for 4 hours.
Right, and then it was condensed down to like an hour and a half, and then.
and Amy's like, Dave, this sounds great. Just get it out to people. And I'm like, oh no, I sound horrible. Listen to the way my voice sounds there. Listen to the way I stuttered there. Listen to the way you could hear me inhaling. Listen to the way you could, I laughed. And she's just like, Dave, get the tape out. We
yeah.
finally did, and I have to say I'm glad that we did, because nobody noticed all the things that I was self-conscious about. And so that tape proved to me that, you know what, I don't have to be in a room of 5, 10, or 500 people. People could listen to me and learn from me without me physically being there, and that was a real important step for the company as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And countless other companies have stolen, if you will, the CD and used it with their product. But I
oh
guess
my
that's
God.
The
How many times
compliment.
Have we read other people's copy, and it is verbatim quoted from my tape, because I use very unique, you know what I mean?
Like stories and metaphors and things like that. So
exactly.
It's quite funny. So that was a really important step. And I know it's funny because members are asking us all the time, we need to duplicate him. You know, when he comes and does an event, it's amazing, but he cannot be everywhere all the time. We've got to duplicate him on a DVD or more CDs and things like that. And so we're trying. Things are in the works, but because we do realize from this tape that we put out in 1997 the impact that it can definitely have. And so then, as another way to spread the message, in 2000 or 2001, Dave started the Health Discovery Show, and that's where we met many of you, especially our New York base. That's where we've gained such a wonderful group of customers and members from the New York area, was because they listened to the Health Discovery Show. And that was a real learning, challenging, trying, you know, wonderful experience that I think you were on the air for 4 years, I think, maybe 5 years, and it was just a great experience where I think you gained, so much exposure there, so much credibility, and also, you know, just your presentation skills were, it was just awesome.
Well, I think that what was important was that I had been a guest on some of the more popular health talk radio shows in New York for years and years. And, you know, and like a lot of people would ask, you know, why don't you have your own show, you know? And so eventually we decided that we would. And, you know, not to brag, but from what they told us at the station, I remember one time listening on hold while I was at the station. This is a 50,000-watt station. And I remember them saying, WWRL, the home of Gary Knoll and David Sandoval, where the experts talk. And I remember thinking, this
Whoa.
Is quite cool. All of a sudden, the station is bragging that they've got me, you know. And so these little markers in time where the media has helped us. And so when you talk to people, you could tell these stories. Tell the story about Inc. magazine and about the National Cancer Institute. Tell this, you know, print a reprint of the article and show it to people. We'll try to get the article from Whole Foods up on the internet as well, to where you could show that. But we have the book, and the book is definitely a point of credibility. And the reason you think, well, the book isn't media exposure, but what the book does do, Amy, is it gives us a third-party endorsement. And it's a pretty impressive one. Why don't you tell them a little bit about the gentleman who wrote the foreword for our book?
Well, you're jumping ahead on the timeline.
Oh, whoops. Put me back in my box. I'm sorry.
Well, this is – I'm sorry. You didn't know it, but just that always Dave and I, or Dave and my goal is to spread the message about health and healing, and that's why we started the Health Discovery Show, or why Dave started the Health Discovery Show in the early, like, 2000s, 2001. And then the PHP was born. PHP was born in 2003, and we launched in March 2003, and again,
wow.
The goal was to spread the message. We just felt like we were banging our head against the wall with our products in health food stores, and we weren't really able to make that direct connection. And we decided, yes, we're going to go for the referral marketing or the network marketing approach. And so PHP was born, and I think that was a very, very important step for us. So we've just had our four-year anniversary, but we are definitely solid, we're strong, and, you know, that's one of the best decisions that we've ever made as a company. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Wow, and, you know, Amy, that is so important, because people don't consider, like, you don't consider yourself as being part of the media. You know, it's like, oh, they're talking about radio and TV and books and magazines, and how do we fit into there? Well, guess what? Word of mouth is all that you want the media for anyway. You want someone to hear about it on TV and tell their friends about it, so, or the radio or a magazine. Well, what if you just hear it from a friend and they heard it? It doesn't matter where they started. It doesn't matter where it started. Well, if it starts with you, and because of you, 100 or 1,000 people ultimately hear about our products, you have become the broadcast media. You are broadcasting information. Every time you open your mouth, every time Amy and I speak, we are part of, it may not be the mass media, but it definitely is part of popular culture, because you are speaking what will become the knowledge in the life of the person who you're speaking to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, and that's very powerful. Person-to-person communication and recommendation is extremely powerful. So we're, you know, very pleased that we have everybody on our team, and you know, very happy that we made that decision to go forward with Platinum Health Products back 4 or 5 years ago.
And I just want to say, Amy, you know, it is just amazing what you know, the way that you have helped and really orchestrated the birth of this company. I mean, you definitely saw the vision, you embraced it. And together we, I believe, have created momentum that is not going to go away. I could see this company continuing in our quest with this mission for decades and decades to come. And so to think that we're just 4 years old, we're just a baby. You know, we're
absolutely
just learning to crawl.
Absolutely. There's so much potential for growth with Platinum Health Products.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on down the timeline, and Dave started writing a book. People kept saying, the CT is so wonderful. It's amazing. So put it down on paper. Put it down on paper, because if you have a book, it just lends so much more credibility. And so after a long time in the coming, the Green Foods Bible was released in December of 2006. And we are so blessed to have a wonderful man by the name of Dr. Keith Block, who runs the leading, I hope I say this right, Integrative Oncology Center in Chicago, probably one of the leading integrative oncology centers in the world, to have written the foreword to the book. And that's impressive when you have a medical doctor, an MD, a specialist in integrative cancer therapies, to endorse the book and endorse what we're doing and endorse Dave and his knowledge. So that's pretty powerful. So we hope that everyone has a copy of the Green Foods Bible as part of their arsenal to lend credibility to PHP, because we talk all about our green food products all throughout the book. We talk about, you know, we mention Platinum Health Products, and I mean, but it's not a sales manual by any means. I mean, it's good, hard facts and information. And I think that that's one of the best sales tools and one of the best tools to lend credibility that you could have in your arsenal of sales tools.
Yeah, you know what's funny is the member of the publisher is like, Dave, you got to talk about your products in every chapter. And
right.
And I said, no, we're not going to do that. We will have one chapter where we talk about Manny's diet. Other than that, and because he used the products to help lose 250 pounds, then, yeah, we'll talk about it within the body of that story. But otherwise, this has to be an educational effort without compromise. And I think that we accomplished that. And I think when you read the book, you'll be hard-pressed to find us talking about our company or our products or ourselves. We just won't do it except for that one chapter about Manny. Other than that, we have kept it completely educational. But the cool part is that's what led the credibility. It's not an infomercial. It is not a sales brochure. It is credibility, because you say, you know what, the one of the leaders of our company wrote this book. It's published. It's available at NutriBooks. It's available through Amazon.com. It's available in Barnes & Noble. It's available, you know, in mainstream things. It's not a book that we published to promote our company, like so many other network marketing companies have these books that are published, but all they are basically big, thick brochures for their company.
Sales literature, right.
Yeah. so, and the last thing I want to say is, you know, when you have a person like Dr. Keith Block, who, by the way, if you know what a peer-reviewed journal is, this is the ultimate standard of credibility. He is the editor of a peer-reviewed journal on oncology, and you know, on cancer therapy. So this is pretty good stuff, and he is the, you know, he's a you know, on the staff at several universities, you know, cancer boards. And so, yeah, just a very, very credible man, and an incredible man, because he had the courage to basically tell the industry, I am going to use food to help heal people with cancer. And for that, we tip our hat to Dr. Keith Block.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the book has led to many opportunities for you, Dave, you know, to get media exposure, like back in January, I believe it was, when you were in New York doing the Snack and Sips. You also, you got an invitation to be on the New Yorker's evening news program, and that was a really nice interview. I think it was a, you know, several, maybe like a 15-minute segment, and right now we've got a little piece of that up on YouTube that you can take a look at if you go to www.youtube, that's YouTube.com, and search for David Sandoval. You can see a little piece of that, and we have several more media representations that are going to be posted on YouTube, and so you can also use that when you're talking to people and say, hey, check this out, or go to YouTube, that, you know, this guy, we're not just making this up, you know, this guy was on this TV program, and he was on this TV program, and those TV programs came about because they were interviewing you about the book, and so that was really exciting.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we went to South Carolina. We did a couple of TV shows there. Went to New York, did a couple of TV shows there. And we have a clip of me up in Toronto on a morning show like Good Morning Toronto, for you folks up in Canada who want to show something from your side of the border. We're going to get all these video clips up on YouTube as well as our website. And currently, we actually have one of the clips up on YouTube. That's from the New Yorker's interview. And then we are also starting to put some videos up on our website as well. So so definitely go to YouTube, YouTube, and you could Google search David Sandoval Health, and it should come right up. There's also some other video sort of clip websites, but we're not quite sure whether the content is all as straightforward as YouTube, because when Amy went there, I think
we got woman in shower next to David Sandoval, New Yorker show. So.
Now, how many people are going to choose me? That's all I want to know.
So stick with YouTube.
Stick with YouTube.
Yeah. But then also, you created content this year called Superfoods for Supermodels. And, excuse me, that was some really, like, fresh, new content. It was really putting things out there, talking about models and their struggle with anorexia and bulimia and just, you know, low body mass. And that led to the KTLA morning news interview, which was a really huge break for us. And it really, really was a boost to our business. And it really gave us a lot of credibility to say, hey, we're on the leading news program in Los Angeles, one of the biggest media markets in the country, and they gave you a multi-minute segment, and that in its entirety is posted on the website. And if you've got someone on the fence that you're talking to about Platinum Health Products, about Dave, about our products, say, check this out. Just take a moment. Just watch this on the internet, and you can see, you know, where this man comes from, you know, the passion that's really in his heart. It really shows through on that video, and that was just a really great experience, I think, for you personally, and, you know, I think it's been awesome for the company, and that we're able to archive that and for everyone to use that in their, again, their arsenal of sales tools.
Yeah, I think the content Superfoods for Supermodels was based upon this massive media outrage over the anorexia and bulimia that's so prolific within, you know, the entertainment industry, both for aspiring actresses and models, runway models, and even the most successful media figures that we know, the superstars and the supermodels, all are susceptible to this eating disorder that what Amy and I have spoken about, 1 like 1/4 of all of the people who suffer from anorexia or bulimia ultimately die, either by taking their own lives or through a disease caused by malnutrition. That is bulimia. And so, you know, this is a real and serious condition, this self-image thing where the world expects everyone to have this ideal figure and this ideal, you know, and this ideal of beauty. And we just wanted to show the world that you do not have to starve yourself, you do not have to be unhealthy, that you can be, because I believe the human body is meant to be lean. I believe that we will live longer and be healthier if we are lean. But leanness in the absence of health is actually terrible. It really is. So being thin does not mean that you are healthy or that you will live a long life. However, if you are thin for the right reasons, because your body is extremely healthy and extremely, you know, like your musculature is tight and firm and strong and your connective tissue is tight and firm and strong, you know, then absolutely there's no problem being thin. And for some people, thin might be a size 12. If you have big bones and you're
absolutely
a big girl,
there's,
you know.
Yeah, there's nothing that defines us that you have to be a 0 or a 2 or a 4, you know.
No, thin just means being
fit.
Being fit, that's right, being an ideal body weight. And so, and for most people, if you want to live a long life free from disease, then an ideal body weight is one where you do not, you know, where you do not carry more than about 15 to 18% body fat for a woman, and between probably 9 and, what do you think, Amy, like 14 for a man?
Yeah. I'm
a little lower, 9 and 12?
9 and 14 probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what Superfoods for Supermodels is all about, and you can certainly check that out on the website. You can go to phporder.com, and you can click on the beautiful girl in the pink dress who's a fitness model. Her name's Koya, and you can read all about the Superfoods for Supermodels plan. And again, that was just a real boost when the media started picking that up. There was also a magazine article written about the Superfoods for Supermodel and the Supermodels plan. And then also what you'll see on our website is Eric Nies and the 40-day fast. And you can click on that. You can read all about his fast and the protocols for the fast. And that was another thing that really, like, jump-started, got a lot of people excited, created a big buzz. And you can read all about that. Again, there was an article written in Healthy Living Magazine that there should be a reprint on the website all about that, about the fast. And so that was just another really cool thing that happened this year back in, gosh, was it March or April?
Yeah.
I think when we were doing all the the fasting stuff. So those are two really cool things that are on the website, and we just encourage everybody to use the website. The website is it's not perfect, but it's really nice. It's much improved for some of you original members that were around in 2003 when we first launched. You would laugh if you remember the website back then. Have to say it was kind of pitiful. So the website is something that we can really be proud of right now, and thanks to our web guru, Kirsten, we are making improvements on it every single day. So I think the website is something that everyone can be really proud of, and there's just a lot of great information on it that you can use to build your business.
Absolutely. In fact, let's just break it down for a second. You go to our website, and as Amy said, you see this, you know, a strikingly beautiful, you know, 6-foot woman who was voted America's sexiest fitness model. Now, she is a raw food vegetarian. She is trying out currently and has a very good chance of representing the United States at the Olympics in Seoul in 2008. And she currently is involved in many media projects. If you've ever seen a Caribbean Cruise Line commercial, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, she is the strikingly beautiful black woman who represents the cruise line. She is so enthusiastic about our products that she lent her image to us and also participates in our retreats up at the Oasis. And she is currently involved in a television program about weight loss where she is using Platinum Health products along with other raw food delights that she is expert at creating to help a person gain supermodel form. and really phenomenal when you get someone with her credibility. Amy was reading an article, a magazine. Remember, Amy?
Yeah, we were at the airport waiting to get on a plane to go to South Carolina, I think.
Yeah, and I looked over at Amy and I go, hey, is that Muscle and Fitness for her? And she goes, yeah. I said, flip over to the center, you know, the center story. And there was a 4-page spread on Koya, you know, and her fitness regimen. So Amy and I were very proud. And Koya is the type of girl who'd do anything for us. She's really, really a good girl. Now, if you look right next to it, you know, you'll see a very handsome and extremely fit person. Eric Nice had the best-selling workout video in America for 10 years. The only video that sold more was Ty Bo. And he was voted one of America's 100 sexiest men, one of America's 10 fittest men, and has been on the cover of Men's Fitness and other magazines. So he is definitely, somebody who has achieved media status. He's very well received, you know, by younger generations. And just, I mean, if you ever saw this guy with his shirt off, you'd agree he's like, he's right there when it comes to being, you know, among the fittest people you'll ever meet.
And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the conference call where Eric was talking about his experience with the fast, you have to listen to that. That's one of the best calls we ever did, one of the most inspiring calls I think we ever did on Wednesday night. So that is in the you know, the education tab under conference calls. So I strongly recommend that everyone take a listen to that, or recommend any potential customer or member to listen to that conference call, because that call really lends credibility to Platinum Health Products and what we're doing here.
Now, Amy, you and I have manufactured nutritional products for a lot of network marketing companies, correct?
Correct.
Now, whenever they have a doctor or a celebrity spokesperson, how do they get them?
Well, they pay them lots and lots of money.
Now, have we ever paid for an endorsement?
We have never paid for an endorsement, yeah.
So when the head of the National Cancer Institute says good stuff about us, when the leading cancer doctor, integrative oncologist in America, says good stuff about us, when these people who achieve high status, like Koya Webb, who's America's sexiest fitness model, and Eric, who is considered one of America's fittest men, when these people offer to lend their face and their credibility to our cause, it is because they know that that cause is one that is pure and one that is honorable and one that has purpose. And these two people, Koya and Eric, are two of the most beautiful people you'll meet, not physically. I mean inside. They care and they love and they give some more. And that's why they've agreed to help Amy and I in this quest. And that's what we want to inspire in you all. We want you guys to dedicate a portion of your effort and a portion of your credibility. And we want you to use this credibility that Eric and the doctors and Koya and Amy and all of the other wonderful people who are associated with this company. I mean, who can't listen to one of Amy and my conference calls on the Wednesday nights and not love this woman and not just adore the way that she presents information? I'm telling you that if you get people to listen to those calls, they're going to hear me. I'm sort of the nutrition nerd, and I'm going to give you all the facts. And Amy lends that amazing human quality, you know, and people listen to this juxtaposition of our personalities, and I believe that gives us credibility, that we're not saying we're not perfect, we're not riding on a high horse. We're real people living in the real world, and we've created real products that will really help you.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. But, yeah,
I embarrassed you.
Absolutely. Yes. So we just want to, again, the purpose of tonight's call is to kind of go down, let you know some of the things we have done, let you know some of the tools that are available, make sure that you're using the tools that we have made available. You know, obviously we have our brochures and reprints of articles on certain products, and we just hope that everyone, you know, knows about that. You can check out all those things in the back office. You can download copies. You can print them out yourself. You can order more copies here. You can, you know, the CDs that we were talking about, we have those available, and you can order those at any time. So, you know, please utilize the tools that that we have given you. Also, we're very excited about, we have a PR firm on board that Dave and I are actually meeting with tomorrow that is supposed to be giving us some really good news about some of the plans that they have for getting mass media exposure for Platinum Health products and for David. And so we will be excited to share with you that information as it becomes available, because some of the things they're talking about are big-time things. And if that happens, it will just take Platinum Health products to the next level, and it will definitely increase sales, increase your business, and bottom line, increase your commission check. So we will be certainly be keeping you posted all about that.
I think what Amy's saying is the best is definitely yet to come. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And with, you know, here's just a little peek into the future. We have this excellent PR company. We're working on some phenomenal media promotions where we will have some mid-level and top-level, you know, celebrities who are going to talk about their experiences with our products. We have a second book that'll be out hopefully by the first quarter of next year, called 21 Days to Defeat Diabetes. So with additional books, additional media, additional attention from celebrities, and you know, these type of things, you need to learn to be media savvy. You need to learn to use this information to establish the credibility of this company. Those third-party endorsements are vital. They lend us the credibility that we need, and we are separating ourselves from the pack. We are separating ourselves from the way every other company does it. We're not paying for these endorsements. We are getting them because of the, I guess you could say, the substance that we have. There's meat on the bone. It's not smoke and mirrors, and the world is starting to notice, and we want to appreciate each of you for having noticed as well, and we really look forward to continuing to support you, because you obviously have continued to support us. And this is a team effort. It's a group effort. And Amy and I are extremely proud to say that we are part of this team. And, of course, we are very pleased to say that you are part of this team as well.
And one more thing, if you have a local media outlet that you have a connection to, or that you would like to recommend us, you know, try to contact to get in on that local media, please do. Like, Ava De Pina and Jackie Page have worked really hard to get radio and TV media attention when Dave is going to be in Brockton, Massachusetts this weekend doing a lecture. And so we would like to encourage or challenge any of you, again, if you know a TV or radio personality or host or a station or media outlet, you know, please contact them on our behalf, or please contact us with their information, and we will pass it on to our PR team, or we will contact them ourselves to see if we can get any type of PR placement. And we would, you know, greatly appreciate that, because again, Dave and I are just two people, and we're here in California, so we certainly do not know all the media outlets across America. So thank you to Ava and to Jackie for getting those TV and radio media outlets set up for this weekend.
And you know what works great are magazines. Like if you go to the rack and you say, you know what, that looks like a magazine that we should be in, that would really help us, you'd be surprised. I mean, give us some suggestions. We definitely will listen, and you just might see an article about us in that magazine soon. We've got a phenomenal PR team. They don't work miracles, but with quality content, and we believe we have quality content, we have a story that's worth listening to, I guess is what I'm saying. And if you believe that, then go out there and help us to spread the word. And so, Amy, this was really, I know that you were worried that, you know, that that we might take a little too long, but I think that we've got this all wrapped up within the prescribed time. And I think that we might be able to take two or three questions if you'd like, or what?
Sure. Yeah. Let's open up the line, because that pretty much summed it up for me. And we did want to announce that going through the summer months, we are going to change the first and third Tuesday night business building conference call to just the first Tuesday of the month business building conference call. But what we are going to do is we're going to get a phone in replay line. Right now it's only available on the back office, so if you do not have internet access, you miss out on those replays. So we are going to get a phone in replay line, and the call will be played all month until we do the next one. So for the summer months, we are going to go to just one call a month and have a permanent replay line via the telephone, and we'll let you know in the fall if we're going to go back to two calls.
Excellent. Well, I think that with every month we are going to improve. I want to thank everybody for that. We're looking like we're having another extremely strong month after five back-to-back record months.
Record months. I think almost every month this year has been a record month, so we're very, very excited about that, and we hope that you are seeing those results in your commission checks. So, and again, if anyone would like to sign up for direct deposit, please do, because it makes it so much easier for us on the administrative end, and you get your money a lot faster.
Fantastic. Well, let's go ahead and take some calls. I'm going to open up lines, and if you do have a call, please feel free to speak up.
I
have a question.
What's the anticipation delivery of the DVD presentation, educational presentation?
Tell me one more time, sir.
What's our anticipated delivery of the DVD presentation?
Educational.
We literally are working on it as we speak. The videographer, or the editor, is first getting all these video clips up on YouTube and to our PR team so that they could use them as a video press release. Once that is completed, he's putting his full attention to the editing and the piecing together. It will be a agglomeration, or sort of an integration, of three different live lectures that I did. And so it'll sort of be cutting sort of back and forth a little bit between one event and another and another, but it will be in a very fluid, form. So it'll appear as though I'm giving a single lecture, and yet it will show that my message doesn't change regardless of where I am. So we definitely will include that in our future media plans, and thank you for the reminder.
So we're hoping, Dave, maybe like couple, three more months, by the end of the summer, early fall. What do you have any
estimates? I would like to say 60 days, would be a very reasonable expectation.
Maybe September.
September, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions tonight? Comments, questions?
Well, Amy, I want to thank you for preparing this evening. Definitely was, in my opinion, this was very straightforward and important information that anyone who's savvy in how to use, media is going to say, you know what, I'm going to use this information. Even if I can't show the people the articles, even if I can't show them the videos, I now know they exist.
Exactly.
And I can talk about them with credibility. So
weave it into your, into your information, or into your pitch, if you will.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, great. Well, thank you, Dave, again, for being on the call with us tonight. And I want to remind everyone to tune in to the Product Education Conference call tomorrow night. It's going to be all about the Master Amino Acid product that we talk about so much. And we're going to have Dr. Luca as our guest speaker on the call with us. So please tune in tomorrow night for that.